Like to call to order the September 21st meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education, and would please ask you to join the board and stand as we honor America and pledge the allegiance to the flag. Attention. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Next item is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Please cast your vote. The agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we will move to special reports and presentations. First is our good news. Mr. Stevens, we'll start with you.
All right, we'll start with Lyndon, and we can shrink this a little bit. All right, Lyndon 4-H Club, along with help from the entire school, collected plastic bottle caps in an effort to promote recycling. They were one of a few schools to collect the most in the entire county. This was impressive on the fact that they are also the smallest club in the county. So, the bottle caps were repurposed into a park bench placed at Lyndon for all to use. Well done, Lyndon 4-H.
Ms. Agle.
From Willowbrook Elementary, the Tennessee Arts Commission has awarded Willowbrook Elementary School a 2021 student ticket subsidy grant in the amount of $1,312. This grant will fund the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra Virtual Very Young People's Concert for our student body.
From Robertsville, and my apologies if I mispronounce this name, Robertsville eighth grade teacher Rhea Carmen has been named as Knoxville's new Poet Laureate. Carmen, who performs under the name of Rhea Sunshine, is the founder and executive director of the Fifth Woman Cohort, a poetry and performance group. She is a 20-year veteran of poetry, slams, and performance stages. Congratulations to her. And before we move on, the Board of Education and administrative staff, Alan Thacker, we appreciate you, and please pass on to your staff who spent hours in here transforming our boardroom. We are much appreciated, and thank you. And again, please pass that on to your staff if you'll do that. Ms. McLean.
I have more good news from Robertsville. The RAMSAT entered its fifth year of work. During year five, the last of the RAMSAT components were identified and purchased. Students and mentors completed the system build and completed a successful shake test at the Global Resting Facility in Knoxville. During system programming development, RAMSAT stopped working properly. After a few weeks of research, the entire satellite had to be completely disassembled, voiding the shake test certification. Students and mentors are currently rebuilding RAMSAT with the hopes of a December 2020 delivery to NanoRex. And that's just some of the good news from Robertsville.
Ms. Webb.
And from Oak Ridge High School, The Wildcats for Change and the Wildcat Mentors spent the evening of August 3rd writing positive thoughts and well wishes at each Oak Ridge High School student entrance to welcome students back. Very nice.
And that's just some of the good news going on in our district. Part of the good news that we should celebrate every day is that we're still in school. We're making progress. We commend our students and staff for what they're doing in promoting safe and healthy conditions. We encourage the parents to do the same, to give your students an opportunity to be in school, to continue the learning process. And we're hoping that as we sit here at the end of the school year, we're able to have this same conversation. And with everyone working together, following the rules, guidelines, and procedures, we feel confident we can do that. Next, I'd like Ms. Stacy Callison, and I've asked Board Member Angie Agle to please step, if you would, up to the microphone. As you know, and each month, through the help of our schools, the board selects a district volunteer of the month. Then toward the end of the school year, the board selects our school representative to represent our district as our volunteer of the year. That person's name then is submitted to the Tennessee School Board Association, East District, of which we are a member. There are 9 districts in Tennessee. It is with our pleasure and our honor to announce that our Volunteer of the Year, Ms. Stacy Callison, was selected as the East District Volunteer of the Year. This means that she will now go on to state level competition, competing against the other 8 volunteers across the state, and we know that she will be selected as the State Volunteer of the Year. Her qualifications and the things that she does for the Oak Ridge schools that she does, has been doing, and we hope will continue doing, offer so many positive impacts to each school that she's worked in, and we're not just talking about one school, we're talking about several schools in this. So please join me in congratulating Stacy as our East District Volunteer of the Year.
To Dr. Rediger for starting the process, so thank you. And to each and every one of you for, you know, nominating me to have been your Volunteer of the Year here, and I hope I can pull it off for the state for y'all, and I look forward to continuing working with everyone here in the district. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you for coming tonight. Next, we're going to hear an update from Mr. Russ Nelson of ESG. Hard to get that out for some reason, Russ. He's going to kind of tell us where we are in phase 2 and where we can be if we complete phase 2. We need to make sure that we as a Board of Education move forward with this support. As we know, phase 1 is paying dividends for us, not only in the things that have been done within our buildings, but also financially, it's paying a dividend. as would phase two if completed. So after hearing this update, our next step will be to move forward with the city to see if we can get city approval to complete this phase, add additional upgrades to our buildings, and additional financial savings. Russ, thank you for being here, and I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much. It is always a pleasure to be here. The boardroom looks amazing, and I'll just mention that's some of the pleasure of my job and what we do as ESG is trying to take operating expenses and convert them into building improvements. Because it's really more than a building improvement. It's part of the mission of what you try to accomplish, of creating the best learning environment possible, and obviously to have learning outcomes and changing lives. So I'm proud to do what we do. Phase one, and thank you very much for that introduction. But we have been exceeding the savings guarantee by about $200,000 a year. So your project from phase one really has accomplished a lot of improvement in the buildings, but it's also now even putting money back really available for some other things. So we have spent a lot of time engineering phase two. I believe we have really an excellent option for you. I know the preference is to probably do the primary items and the secondary. I will tell you this, we always recommend making dust once. And dust really is an analogy for disruption, for gearing up for us with project management resources, just having everybody in that mode of we're making changes, there might be some inconvenience, but you know it's going to be a great improvement when we're done. So I'm going to go through this very quickly, but you know I've covered a little of this. Why a phase two? Because you still have opportunities within your learning environment. The one thing that will be district-wide for this phase two effort is to add ionization technology to all of your air moving equipment. And effectively, this technology it grabs particles in the air, it condenses them, and the things that are living particles, it breaks them down. And what we've just learned on actual testing on the COVID virus is it's got a phenomenally high kill rate on COVID virus, as well as other things. So that improvement could get accomplished very quickly, and we believe it could help the second half of your school year. The other thing is you've just got, in general, facility upgrade needs that are more so capital project related, and those aren't going away. Those items and equipment just get older. So this project would address the most pressing items. We're also going to just continue that message of improving your efficiency. And that's largely energy savings, but it's also the efficiency of the maintenance department. And they do a phenomenal job, but the more we get rid of surprises for them, the more they can be on a planned course of action. So the overall strategy from the start had been this needs to be a project that funds itself from existing budget dollars. The city would not need to contribute, and that's exactly the case. So we were delighted to see how much could really be accomplished on that foundation. So the primary, and the reason we've broken this down was just to really provide the city with options. And some of this request of breaking it into two projects was largely a matter of how will the economy of the county, of the city, of the state really respond to this COVID crisis. And what we're seeing is it's actually Anderson County's tax revenues are up. I believe Oak Ridge tax revenues are up. The state is up. So I think we're past that question of is the economy really going to be in a serious downward spiral. It's doing, for some reason, better than expected. So this primary scope of work really said these are the most critical items, the things that have health and safety implications, have the most financial benefit in terms of energy savings, and address the worst HVAC, which again ties back, especially with COVID, into health and safety. The secondary focus, which expands the project, completes the worst HVAC across the district, and it also addresses the failing windows. And the biggest project there is Robertsville, and that's really more than a window project, if you want to call it a window replacement. It's a transformation project. That facility is a very visible facility where it sits on Illinois Avenue. So we spent a lot of time. We've partnered with Cope Architects. They've done many renderings. I think you've all probably seen some of the renderings. And it's truly a transformation. That school will come forward in time, really to the what I like to say is the illusion of it's a brand new school. And when we can pull that off, that's phenomenal, because that's going to come at a fraction of what a new school would cost. But it also has comfort benefits. There's a variety of things that go on when you transform the facade of a building, change the windows out. And Jefferson would also get substantial window replacement. So I'll give you really quickly here. I'll just share with you, this is the overall project. And we look at a couple of things. We look at the energy savings as the primary basis of a project. And across 20 years, you're at almost $3 million worth of energy savings. So when you compare that to the project cost of $7.4 million, that gives you 138% ratio. And that allows us to ignore the maintenance savings benefits, which anytime we can ignore those, that just puts more resources back into allowing you to care for your facilities in the best way possible. When we add finance cost, and this really needs to be updated, this slide is a little bit old. We'd assumed a 1.7% interest rate, and it's actually likely to be lower than that now. We are truly at historically low interest rates. So even with interest expense at what may be a higher estimate, you're still at 103% of energy only covering this project, leaving you all your maintenance savings as a cushion. And any of the what we'll call capital investment cost not being any burden to the school district and not being any burden to the city. So really, this is as good as it gets, especially when we're taking on what I'll call infrastructure work, capital work. And there's a lot of that in this. I'll go back now. If we peel out the window work and some of the other HVAC work, and really just try to get this the quickest payback project, you could see the bottom there. This actually would put positive cash flow back into the district's budget over 20 years, substantial. But again, we're going to leave off some things. So this was the conservative look. This said, well, if the economy really doesn't do well, this provides you the most margin of safety to accomplish a project. So part of the reason to share with you an update tonight, we have spent a lot of time doing the engineering right. We've looked at lots of design options on Robertsville. We feel we've really got a true transformation figured out. We're delighted how well our engineering team has done at being able to run your buildings in our modeling, and we guarantee these results such that this can pay for itself. But, you know, when we started this, there was no such thing as COVID. We had planned on these ionization systems. We had planned on enhancing the controls and getting oldest HVAC replaced with newest. Those are the top things you can possibly do right now as a commercial building owner, as a school district, to make sure your occupants are in the best possible condition to occupy those buildings safely. So that's a really big why now. If this project helps you avoid emergency replacements and expenses that you didn't plan on, that's a great one. If in fact this is a worst case that you had to go to remote learning and we had empty buildings to work in, that's a real help to us getting things done. But, you know, financially, the low interest rates are a huge deal. The rate we had started off when we kicked off this phase two engineering was 2.5%. So we're down a full interest point, which is real money over 20 years. So that's the quick update. We are ready to start. I'll leave you with this. If there is another consideration, it'd be scheduling. And if we really would like to turn the keys over to you figuratively of everything done prior to the start of next school year, we really need to get things moving along. There's, especially on the window work, there's a lot of submittal work and drawings, things that need permits to do everything per code. Some of the equipment has some definite lead time to it. And then in general, we just need enough time for the labor resources to complete the construction. So I know it seems like a long ways off to July of 2021, but it will be here quickly. So, but again, we greatly appreciate the partnership we have, and we hope we've been patient in this effort. We were hoping to be under construction a while ago for you, but we'll start when you're ready. So with that, any questions or?
Questions or comments from the board? Dr. Borchers, comments?
Yeah, just as Russ and I have talked and have shared, we have the primary and the secondary plan, you know, and obviously my recommendation would be to do the primary and the secondary. I think to be able to get the windows for Robertsville and Jefferson as part of this project would be key, as there's no telling when we would have that opportunity again to do that project. So that will be my recommendation going forward. I'm not the funding body and I don't control that, but I think the discussion point is for about $1.5 million more, Russ, we can do the whole primary and the secondary.
I think it's more than that, but you're still on a budget neutral basis. You're just not putting money necessarily as much back in with energy savings. So
I think as we've partnered through this in the first phase and we know the success, and we see other districts around us who you've worked with that are moving ahead. Anderson County may be in phase three, I'm not sure, but
they are in light of the county doing their buildings. Mayor Franks was so impressed with what we'd accomplished for the school system in two phases of work that she asked us to investigate the county buildings, and we're funding about $7.4 million of improvements there from energy savings. So if you drive by the Jolly Building and it looks different, that's part of the project. So.
Well, and, you know, as we've worked initially, as we started these projects and the goals that had been set, and looking at phase two and the goals that are set, I have yet to find a reason why we shouldn't do this. I don't see one there. The benefits, as I said in the beginning, both to our buildings, providing our students and staff much healthier and better working spaces, taking buildings without tearing down or building and making them look almost brand new again. Those benefits are substantial. I feel that the board 100% supports this, and we will do whatever we can to try to make this happen as soon as possible. And that would probably entail some discussion with the mayor, city manager, and members of city council. We may be calling on you again to make this same presentation to that group.
Okay.
And again, we want it to be sooner than later. The longer we wait, those issues that begin cropping up as failure of equipment, and then things get more expensive to complete. So thank you again for your time. Again, any comments or questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Next on the agenda is the public forum, and the public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented, and would remind you, if you would like to do so during that time, to please let the chair know that you do have something to say, so I'll be sure to call on you. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments, or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time?
Konbanwa. Good evening. On behalf of the Sister City Service Organization, we have received a shipment of masks from our sister city in Nakashi, Japan, along with a letter from my counterpart, their president, and I'd like to read it to you all, if you don't mind. Dear Oak Ridge residents, it has been 30 years since Oak Ridge and Naka established a sister city alliance of international friendship. This has been thanks to all your understanding and cooperation, which we really appreciate. To commemorate the milestone of the 30th anniversary of the alliance this year, the mayor of Naka City and I wanted to thank you for this long friendship in person. Together with our usual delegation of junior high school students. However, the worldwide COVID-19 situation prevented us from visiting with each other, which I'm really sorry about. As a thank you for the past 30 years, as a proof of our everlasting friendship, we are sending masks for all of your middle school students. These masks were handmade with the help of members from the SUNY Shibima no Kai, which is an organization that oversees the making of a popular doll decoration, which are displayed during a girls' festival in March. We hope these masks will help to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in Oak Ridge, and that our friendship will continue for many years to come. Signed, Kazuo Owada. And I have one for each of you. And in the spirit of sharing, masks are very personal, so I wanted to pass the bag over. But I wanted to share a very important piece of what is on here. So Hirokana is the Japanese language. So the symbols that you see here represent friendship. But then also, more importantly, in smaller writing underneath, it says that virus cannot break our friendship. And so I would like to pass these off to you. Also in the bag, in the spirit of Japanese cleanliness, is also a mask case for holding your mask. And the verbiage that came along with that is, please use your mask when you're not using your mask or that you need to eat. So we hope that you enjoy. Please know that we are passing these out to all of our Robertsville and Jefferson students this week with much excitement and anticipation. And also I will be appearing on WBIR later this week as the president of the Sister City organization. So hopefully that will be coming on the news on Thursday or Friday, and looking very much forward to that. But I also, from a personal note, want to say thank you. Sorry, it's very important. For your continued support. 30 years is a very, very long time. And I've only been a part of this for 4 years. And when they're able to come and visit with us, you'll really get to see what this friendship truly means. So thank you again for all of your support through the years.
Thank you, and we'll look forward to wearing those. Is there some way we could get an address? I think as a board, we would like to respond with a thank you for those. If you would get those to Lynn.
Yes.
We'll take it from there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'd be honored.
Much appreciated. And we look forward, having had a son that has had the opportunity to make that trip and having hosted a student, it's just a tremendous experience, and we all look forward to the day when those trips will continue.
Absolutely. Thank you all.
Thank you. We'll get them passed out. Thanks.
That's okay. Good evening to each of you. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to stand before you. My name is Derek Hammond. I live at 111 Capitol Circle. I don't know if we're supposed to do that in this particular meeting, but allow me to express a couple apologies on the front end. One, I apologize for not sending an email sooner. Normally, I reach out to you, at least give you a heads up that I look to be with you, and at least give a heads up on kind of what I'd like to share. Did have a friend who is very sick, reached out and wanted me to just be by his side this afternoon. So I was unable to send that. Also, that's the reason why I'm running a little late on this evening. So I want to express apologies to you there as well. Thirdly, that if my thoughts are a little discombobulated, a little disjointed, then that will be the reason as well, still kind of processing that. But I wanted to bring at least two thoughts before you on this evening with the expectation that we'll follow up and have some conversation. First thought being, I know that we've had conversations across my 6 years, having been here, serving as a pastor, about opportunities to have diversity at throughout the school system, and particularly with regards to staff. And I've watched you work diligently at those efforts across the years. I just wanted to express to you that I think that given the opening that we have coming at the high school is a significant opportunity for us to at least look at that possibility again. And so it is my hope that we can create an opportunity to identify again someone who has demonstrated history and experience in working with diversity issues in educational spaces. And so I just wanted to express my hope in that opportunity relative to what might be possible there, and thank you in advance for your continued efforts and to bring that to pass. You know, we've had some conversations, and so I just wanted to express in advance my appreciation and my hope for that. Nothing to respond there. I just wanted to express that to you. Second thing was, and I'm not sure about this one, but I know we had the plaques that were donated a few weeks ago in the 85th celebration of the 65th anniversary of desegregation. And I want to, one, thank you again for your support there throughout that process. But I'm not sure if the plaques are up. I know the one is up in the preschool, but I am not sure if the plaques have been put up in the high school or the middle school. And so my question is, one, do you know if they've been put up or not? Two, if they have not been put up, is there an understanding of why that is? And then three, if they have not been put up, when do you anticipate that might be accomplished? I think that's something that I would hope would be taken care of as soon as possible if it hadn't been already. So those are the two things I wanted to present before you. Again, my apologies for not having shot an email before now.
Mr. Lee, will be able to update us?
Yes, I really don't have an answer, but we have the people here who can assist us. So Dr. Reniger, can you tell us about the plaque at Robertsville, please?
I think right now it's ready to go, and I think in the next week We've got just a small crew, and so they were on a priority mission, and that's within our work order schedule, so within the next week, that one at Robertson should be up.
I would humbly appreciate that.
Okay, and then Mrs. Roberts, do you know the progress of the plaque at the high school?
I do not. Alan, do you have an update for the high school?
They'll be both installed at the same time. They'll do one and then the
other. And I had assumed, once again, this project in here was a three-week project, so we have consumed most of our maintenance and operations staff in this room preparing for the board meeting, mm-hmm. but we will get on that quickly, sir.
Lord knows, trust me, I understand. I really do. And thank you for that response. But I do, at the same time, even as I understand that, hope that we can get that resolved, because there are individuals who are excited about that opportunity, and they're looking forward to that. So I wanted to express that as well. Again, thank you. I love you, and God bless each and every one of you for your service to the school system and to the city.
Councilman, thank you for that and your comments. As your position as a council member, Mr. Nelson can probably provide you with an ESG handout that he just presented to us for you to look at in your spare time.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy if you would give me one. We'll take a look at that.
Yeah, Thank you.
You can prime the pump.
Anyone else? Hearing no one else, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to items for action, we have a number of board policies that are on second reading. So if there are questions that have come up since first reading, please make those known if you would. First, board policy 6.409, reporting child abuse. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.409, reporting child abuse.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers,
additional
comments?
Again, this was the one where we had some conversations around the new reporting, the new laws, and still waiting to hear from Caitlin and Larry about some online training that all staff will have to take again. But Mr. Lay has been working on administrative procedures for this, as we mentioned the last time we talked.
Ms. McClain.
Yeah, Mr. Lay sent me a draft of the reporting form, and it was very thorough, so I appreciate that.
That's very good, and like I said, we have a principal's meeting tomorrow morning, and we will, like I said, the principals have had that draft for several days now, but we will review that tomorrow, make sure we're all on the same page as far as reporting, and move forward and update the administrative procedure, as Dr. Borchers mentioned, and we should be good to go.
Any comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B, board policy 6.317, student disciplinary hearing authority, also a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.317, student disciplinary hearing authority.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers, comment?
Some changes there on page one, but then on page two again, they just got a little more clear about granting request and denying request for hearing.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote on board policy 6.317. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, board policy 6.304, student discrimination, harassment, bullying, cyberbullying, and intimidation. A second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.304, Student Discrimination, Harassment, Bullying, Cyberbullying, and Intimidation.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Comments of Dr. Borchers?
Seems like every year we have updates on this type of policy, and the two policies in front of that, probably the biggest change on this is page two, where they kind of got rid of some of the minutiae of who and when and how, who should report, and really just gave that one clear one sentence.
Comments or questions? Mr. Stevens.
This is a great policy that every year you'll see it updated, but every year we need to reemphasize not only a working definition for each employee, but also to know what are you supposed to do and by when, and most importantly, the immediate reporting to Dr. B, the principals, making sure that that chain of command, so to speak, is notified in a timely fashion is so critically important. So understand the definitions. If there are any questions from employees, any of you, we can get the right people before you to make sure we go over it line and verse to iron any of those issues out. So by all means, please look, read, don't assume you know. Stuff changes. And be fully prepared to speak from a position of clarity as to what those definitions mean to you. Because I'm sure those of you that are the principals at the respective schools have had numerous opportunities to explain to a parent why his or her child feels that they've been bullied or intimidation is an issue. But this goes beyond just the students. The staff, the teachers, anyone is subject to be in that particular situation. And if they are, don't hesitate. Let us know, let someone know, so that we can make sure that you and or anyone else gets your rights upheld to the maximum extent possible. We need to be very aggressive and ensure that everybody at this district clearly understands where we stand and our willingness to move quickly in trying to get any of these issues addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Good comments. Any others? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of Board Policy 6.304. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item D, Board Policy 6.319. Alternative education. This is also a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.319, Alternative Education.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, the major changes are on page two of this policy. The top of the page there was that whole 10 days piece that got changed last year and then tweaked throughout the year and in this session. And then also some good language in there about removal and what happens when there's additional offenses.
Comments or questions from the board? I would just comment at a recent TSBA board of directors meeting and at our fall district meeting, Zoom meeting, issues surrounding this particular policy are potentially going to be back on the table again for additional legislative tweaking, changing, or whatever. So it may, this policy by next year may look a little bit different, I imagine. Okay, motion is approval of board policy 6.319. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next on the agenda is item E, purchase of CCTV equipment. Dr. Bortras.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of 71 cameras and licenses from System Integrations in the amount of $55,564.65.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Bortras.
It seems like every year we're adding more and more cameras or replacing cameras that were out of date, and that's what we're doing here. All buildings, I think, will see some cameras, but the majority here will be Oak Ridge High School.
Comments or questions? Hearing none. Motion on the floor is approval of CCTV equipment. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item F is approval of the addition of the Willowbrook Little Library. Dr. Bortras.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the installation of the Little Library on the Willowbrook Elementary campus.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Bortras.
As you can see, this is a Girl Scout project of a former student at Willowbrook, and she is here this evening along with her parents. So I think this is a great project. We've seen these around the community, and this is helping this young lady win the Girl Scout Bronze Award. So, Dr. Fairchild, I'm not sure if you want to say more or introduce the family so that at least they can get recognized for the great work.
That's right. So yes, Kira Hertwig is a former Willowbrook Bear, now at Robertsville Middle School, and she's been a Girl Scout for many years. Her family is setting the example for her. They have done a tremendous amount of service to the community and volunteered many, many thousands of hours at Willowbrook. So if you guys would please stand, Kira Hertwig, our Girl Scout. Crystal Hertwig, who has served on our PTO for many years. Current Willowbrook Bear, Tristan Hertwig. And Dad, J.R. Hertwig, who has also served on our Parent Advisory Committee. So we're very appreciative of their continued service to Willowbrook and commitment to Oak Ridge Schools.
Help me thank them.
And I'll just put Kira on the spot. Kira, did you prepare anything to say?
Do you get a badge for public speaking too?
She should.
You guys can ask any questions you want. I really can ask. You can ask almost any question about this. I don't really care.
Well, and I can't remember reading about this. Where is this going to be, if it said this or not? Where do you plan to locate this?
Currently, I'm trying to find a place. I'm thinking in the front of the school, either near the steps to go, the steps or near the ramp to go up to Willowbrook. I'm deciding between those two places.
So I think I'll just say all of us probably know what a little library is, and we've read the information. But one thing that I'm interested in, how do you keep books in it?
We're going to have a couple of places giving books continuously. I'm going to be one of those places. Willowbrook's own library will be putting books inside of it as well. And I think those are the only places that are giving to the library currently.
Okay.
There are community members who like to bring books and put them in little libraries, and I think that this is a fabulous thing. Thank you so much for doing this, because especially this year, with the school being 2 days a week for most students, and it's every day for Willowbrook, but for the middle school and high school, a lot of kids are having trouble getting to the libraries to get books to read. This way, they can come by after school or on a weekend if they just want to be able to read another book. And community members will bring books and stock them as long as they know the library is there. So thank you so much for doing this.
We'll look forward to coming by and visit your finished product. Thank you for coming tonight. And again, as Ms. Eagle said, thank you for what you're doing. Greatly appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to me.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
These are the best items to vote on. So, any other questions? Approval of the addition of the Willowbrook Little Library. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. These are some of the good ones too. Item G, FY21 Safe Schools Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 Safe Schools Grant in the amount of $89,680.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens. That was a tie. So, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see from the memo there, with a little bit of carryover, we have a little bit more than $93,000 to spend. And I want to thank Mr. Lay and Alan on working on this. I'm going to read some of the projects just so you can, so everybody can hear those things. But with those dollars, we'll update building access controls to ORHS, install additional safety bollards at Oak Ridge High School, replace outdated analog security cameras across the district, install bollard covers at Oak Ridge High School, Willowbrook, and Linden, and purchase 3 evacuation stair chairs in addition to staff development and safety. So just really happy to get those dollars, and you can really see a difference across the district.
Comments or questions? Motion on the floor is the approval of FY21 Safe Schools Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, FY21 Save Act Compliance Package. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 Save Act Compliance Package.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
This is something we do every year to make sure we're complying with the state expectations, and just an annual check off for us.
Comments or questions? Motion is the approval of the FY21 Save Act Compliance Package. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item J, FY20 Internal School Funds Audit. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 Financial Audit Report for the individual school locations, student activity funds.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
And I'll just read briefly from that memo. The results of the audit examination of the individual student activity funds for each school continue to reflect an overall commitment by staff to the fiscal management and observance of Board of Education policies and procedures. Pat, anything else to add there on this internal?
I'll just say that the award of findings,
questions from anyone? Just a comment, having talked with one of the members of the audit team, I feel that number one, we have a very capable audit team in place. And as they spoke to me, and certainly I concurred with them, thank you to you and your staff for what you do. Please pass that on to your staff. We've got a great staff in place with outstanding leadership, and it's always good to hear two words that you say, no findings. So thank you. Okay, approval of the internal school funds audit is the motion. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is item J, FY21 Reopening and Programmatic Supports Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Reopening and Programmatic Support Grant.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see from that memo, I want to thank Dr. Williams for all the work that she's done on this. This grant gets us $100,000 from the state, and you can see there that almost in the entirety, it's to go to staff and student computers. As you know, we couldn't refresh last year because of when COVID hit, so we are in desperate need of some of these computers, so this comes at a good time, and that's where that money will be spent.
Comments or questions from the board? Motion is approval of the Reopening and Programmatic Supports Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item K, purchase of excess Oak Ridge laptops and teacher laptops. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the purchase of laptops from CDWG in the amount of $99,804. Purchase is dependent on the approval of the E-Plan grant application.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagles, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
And these are the computers we just talked about in the last grant that the board just approved.
Questions? Comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote on the purchase of these laptops. Motion passes unanimously. Last item for action, item L, is the purchase of additional liability insurance. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of additional liability insurance coverage protection from Risk Strategies in the amount of $26,556.69.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
This item is on here because of a statement that Tennessee Risk Management sent out to us earlier this summer. I'm going to read just the first sentence there. It says, this is from Tom Montgomery. Tennessee Risk Management will be providing our members protection for COVID claims and lawsuits effective 7/1/2020. In summary, each Tennessee Risk Management member has protection for COVID-related complaints in the amount of $100,000 for defense and indemnification. So that sent some shockwaves across the state because we had a $1 million policy, and I believe it went up to $2 million this year, Pat, from Tennessee Risk Management. So when they came out and said we're only covering up to $100,000 for COVID-related issues, many districts like ours started to scramble and look where we could get some additional coverage. So with this additional coverage, we'll be paying that 26,000 number I just quoted, and we'd have a 25,000 deductible for each claim, but we'd have a $1 million policy with the approval of this policy tonight.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote on the purchase of additional liability insurance. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on, I believe, Mr. Lay, this is our first attendance and enrollment report. Comments that you'd like to make first?
Yes, sir, that would be correct, and thank you. First of all, I would just direct you not to be overly alarmed when you look at the attendance for the first reporting period for elementary schools. Please keep in mind that we are going 5 days a week, and we are being overly cautious. When we have, of course, there was about a 2 week period where the health department, if a student was even in close contact to a person exhibiting any type of symptoms that could be related to COVID, not only was the student with the symptoms sent home, also anyone who was within close contact was sent home too. So our attendance is up, or I'm sorry, our absenteeism is a little bit higher than we like it. But once again, we're just being overly cautious. We're just very fortunate, or we feel like we're very fortunate to still be in school and COVID cases to be as low as they have been. So, but in doing that, our attendance may not be glowing when we look at absenteeism moving forward. As we look at enrollment, at first this sounds a little bit high, but then when we look at the explanation, once again, to be having school during a pandemic, we're probably doing very well. Our enrollment is actually down 96 students in comparison to where we were at a year ago in Oak Ridge schools. 58 of those students, or basically the preschool, currently has 58 students less at this time than they did last year. Glenwood has 8 less students. Linden has 13 less students. Willowbrook is up 9 students. Woodland is down 2 students. JMS is up 17 students. RMS is down 37 students. And Oak Ridge High School is up 36 students. So once again, when it's all said and done, if you remove the preschool, we're about 40 students less than we have been in the past. And once again, we have speculated that a lot of preschool parents have just chosen out of concern for COVID to continue keeping their students at home. So given we're in a pandemic and all the things we have addressed this year, we feel like enrollment really looks good. So questions?
Ms. Eagle. No. Oh, I thought you were paused to ask the question. I jumped the gun. Sorry. Anyone have a question? Thank you.
We do have our first truancy meeting this Friday at 10 o'clock. We have 4 or 5 families. We have 5 families, so it will be in this room. All right, so please feel free to join us. And once again, as we're moving forward with truancy, we will be consistent in trying to determine, is this a COVID-related concern or is this true truancy? But once again, our goal as usual is just to always have students at school when humanly possible, because we know there's a benefit to being in school and receiving that instruction. So thank you.
Financial report, any questions? Okay, any old business, new business, communications? Would like to mention that on October 14th, we have a board visit to Linden. So if that's not on your calendar, mark that on there. I think that starts at 7:30, I believe. And on October 14th begins the first day of early voting. please make every opportunity. Wouldn't it be great if we could have 100% people vote? It would be great, but not expected. But please cast your vote. Don't be the one that didn't. That pretty much covers. Dr. Borchers, anything else?
That's it. No, we're in our last week before fall break, and as many have said, we didn't know if we'd be here, but thanks to staff and students for doing a great job and a well-deserved fall break coming up.
All right. Richard, thank you for manning the ship back there. Lynn, thank you as always for all you do for us. Thank each of you who attended tonight. Thank you for watching, and we are adjourned.